Mr. Chair, I am honored to speak on behalf of the European Union and its 28 member states. Let me first of all congratulate the Director General-elect, Mr. Ku Dong-yu. We wish him every success and look forward to continue working actively and constructively together in the coming years. I would also like to thank the outgoing Director General, Mr. José Graciano da Silva, for his commitment and hard work over the past 8 years. We thank FAO for the 2018 report on the state of food and agriculture, so far 2018. The report offers valuable insight that helps us better understand the multiple sides of both internal and international migration. We take note of the central messages of the report, including the opportunities and challenges presented by rural migration, and, in this respect, acknowledge the importance of approaching rural migration in a multidimensional way. The policy priorities, indeed, may widely vary, depending on national and regional context. In many parts of the world, agriculture is and will continue to be the main provider of jobs in rural areas. Increased sustainable investments, both public and private, are key to better unlock the great potential offered by agri-food sector to create inclusive and sustainable growth, especially for the benefit of young people. Special attention should also be paid to family farmers. More needs to be done to support them in terms of improving their limited access to land, funding, markets, training, and technology. This would have an essential role in ensuring livelihoods to rural people in their homes, thus preventing forced migration and tackling its root causes. In addition, it is also important to acknowledge the challenges that international migration can pose, in particular for countries of transit and countries of destination. We thank FAO again for preparing the SOFA 2018 report and look forward to further discussions on this topic. Thank you, Mr. Chair.